insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 34th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
And we have certainly sent down to you distinct verses and examples from those who passed on before you, and an admonition for those who fear Allah.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And certainly we have sent down unto you clear revelations, and an example of those who passed away before you, and an admonition unto the pious ones. This noble verse, as it is the method of the Qur'an, refers to the previous discussions as a summary or conclusion, and says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ We have sent down unto you clear revelations. In other words, the addressee of this noble verse is all those who are fully capable from the time of the descending of the Holy Qur'an to the time of the universe destruction. What the Holy Qur'an says is divided here into three parts. So at first it says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ We have sent down unto you clear revelations. They are about the reasons of monotheism. Those points about the missions of the prophets, those verses that talk about and state the different objectives and missions of the prophets, the characteristics of resurrection, those verses that state the religious ordinances, whether they are obligatory or religiously prohibited or conventional, and fair virtues and other religious duties that are all clear and in line with wisdom and common good. So, آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ has a very extensive meaning that can envelop and cover all these aspects. The second part is, it is about the life of past prophets. وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ And an example of those who passed away before you. So it could be about the past prophets and nations who gained their consequences as the result of faith. It is also about those nations who were each chastised in a way because of corruption, because of polytheism, paganism, oppression, and even the denial of the prophets. And in the third part, it says, وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And an admonition unto the pious ones. This Holy Qur'an consists of some advice, admonition, exhortation, but only the pious uses and gets profit from them because they accept, they are the one who can be able to accept them. The wrongdoers will be chastised because of their deeds. It is of no avail to give advice to the dark-hearted people. Their likeness is the iron nail, which naturally does not go into a stone.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, as we said, this 34th verse is a kind of summary or conclusion of the previous verses in this part of Surah. So we said that in these three parts of this verse, three important things are mentioned. Ayatin mubayyinat, which means the previous things we sent down to you, they are all clear signs. They are revelations that they will make the path clear up to you. But since everybody needs examples and exemplars, they are introduced as well. وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ If you need examples, you need exemplars to follow their path. This is the examples, the prophets, the nations who gain their consequences as the result of faith. But if you want to be from among those who accept the teachings and messages of this Holy Quran, there is one condition. للمتقين موعظة للمتقين, the verse says. It is an admonition, but only to the pious ones. This means that it is one of the important conditions. If you want to be from the ones who can understand the teachings of the Holy Quran, who can think about the basic elements of the Holy Quran, you have to try to keep yourself chaste. You have to be from among the pious ones. At least you have to try, and Allah will help you out. وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ So this verse with these three parts actually conclude and summarizes the previous facts that were mentioned in the previous verses. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith begins.